Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
So, lately we've been, it's come up a couple times, we've been talking about how radio stations will do trade with companies. They used to do it a lot more than they do now, where the company would say, okay, or the radio station would go to the company, say it's a restaurant, and say, all right, you'd like to set up a trade situation where you would give us gift cards and things for us to use for clients and things like that. And then in return, we will run commercials for you to cover, you know, cover the cost.
Yeah.
And the trade situation would get out of hand, because a lot of times it would just end up being the suits at the radio station getting together and just having a big party at a fancy restaurant all the time, just drinking it up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we got trade. Let's go.
Yeah. You heard that sentence a lot. Yeah, we got trade.
They say, no, we can't go there anymore. The trade ran out.
Yeah.
But radio personalities individually have done some just stupid things for product, for trade. And we would always try to explain to people on our show, the ones that work for us, we would say, look, you can get the product and use it if you're endorsing a company. If you're going to say, my name is Riggins and I recommend, you know, Tony's Barbecue, then you need to eat Tony's Barbecue. You need to know it. That should come, like, he should feed you so you can sample the food and everything, so you know what you're talking about. And he should still also pay for the advertising, pay you for, it's called a talent fee. The radio station gets money for the advertising, and then the personality gets a talent fee. But a lot of radio people, if all they could get was the product, they would sell their souls for it.
Yeah.
And it happened a lot with women on the radio when it came to getting boobs and stuff.
Sure.
You know, they make a deal where they've committed to an appearance every weekend for a month at the plastic surgeon's office. This many commercials they're doing every day, and having to record and then go to this meeting and then find out this stuff that you're going to be talking, like, basically take a class.
Yeah.
You know, just to, you know, pay for the boobs. And they got, you know, the boobs should have come with the endorsement.
Yeah.
You know, or at least, you know, a half trade or something.
Sure.
You know, boobs for mentions. But it used to, I don't think it's that way anymore, but it used to be that if a girl was hired in a prominent position on air, like on the morning show, we had a girl that worked for us one time. We love her. She's great. Her name was Madden. And Madden moved her from not Sacramento. What's the other one? Modesto.
Modesto.
It's close to San Francisco. Modesto, California, to Charlotte. And I think she was on the show for a week, and then the very next week she said, I'm not going to be able to be here Thursday and Friday because I'm getting my boobs done. I mean, hit the door asking what sales rep had a plastic surgeon for a client.
Yeah.
I mean, that's her first thing. She didn't give a damn about when's my cable going to be turned on? When is the moving truck going to get here?
Don't care.
You know, she's like, don't need to learn anybody else's name yet till I get these boobs.
Nope. Already had the consultation and everything. Yeah. She's like, my head's up.
Yeah, so she had the consultation and all, and we didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
So that's how quickly it happened. Mm-hmm. And then she next said, you know, said, I don't think I'm going to have to miss work. Well, I don't think I'll have to miss work. They said that. I was like, you're gonna have to miss work. You're not going to have a boob job coming here the next day, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So, yeah, I think she missed 2 days of her second week because she had already made the boob deal.
Did she go real big?
Huge.
She went huge?
And, you know, if you're going to do it, do it expeditiously.
Listen.
You know?
I kind of agree with you.
Don't fool around with it. Do it expeditiously.
Yeah. Do you remember her being in pain and stuff a lot? Like, oh, when she came back? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But imagine if somebody cut into your chest, Riggins, a little incision, and then they folded up a giant balloon and shoved it up in there under your muscle and then sewed you back up.
Whew.
Think about how sore that would make you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But, you know, I iced them down at work for her. And I took care of her.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that was funny. And then there was one time we worked at a radio station. And the manager of the station was trying to hire a woman from another station in town, hire her away. And she said, well, I can't move yet because I just had my boobs done and I owe that client, you know, whatever. So they said, well, we'll take on that client and we'll finish trading out for your boobs.
No way. We'll take care of the tatas. Don't worry.
Yeah, they're in good hands.
Yeah, right.
They're in good hands.
Wow.
But what about my boobs?
Yeah, it's always about the boobs. Uh-huh. What am I going to do with these boobs?
Because Botox wasn't even a thing back then.
Oh, really?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of trade for Botox now, I would imagine.
Yeah. And, you know, my wife's was not trade.
It wasn't?
No. No. Yeah.
I had that thing done, you know, where they blasted away my sweat. That was kind of a trade thing, but they
still also paid you.
Yeah, they also paid me. And actually, when I went in to get that thing, I had a procedure where they shoot a laser into your armpits and make you not sweat anymore. But when I was getting that procedure done, they put up a TV screen in the room, and they were like, they pulled up a picture of my face while they were doing the procedure, and they were like, and if you're interested, we can also take care of these crow's feet and this acne problem. You've got some cystic acne. I was like, let's wrap this up before we move on to all my other flaws.
Well, you know, people would always ask me, they would say, so you got LASIK? And I said, yeah. And you got it for free?
Yeah.
I didn't get it for free. They paid me to get it, actually.
Yeah.
You know, so that was back then, a lot of radio people were doing, you know, it became, you know, laser hair removal was a big one. And then it was also LASIK.
Yeah, we all did the LASIK.
And we know a guy in radio that did a LASIK endorsement like that and went blind.
You're kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But totally blind?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he could see shadows and stuff, but he could walk around and all, but he had to have somebody kind of watch him and make sure that he
wouldn't. No.
Yeah.
How did they handle that?
I don't know. It didn't happen at the radio station that he worked at when we met him. So I don't know how they.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. It was off in Arizona or somewhere when he had it done.
Wow.
I think you met him. He was a program director at a station that was an affiliate at the time.
Yeah, I think we went to a boat thing in that area.
Yeah, or a concert of some sort. Yeah.
Whoa, that's tough.
Yeah. I think I remember who you're talking about.
Yeah, that's sad.
That is sad.
But if anybody out there wants to get me some Ozempian stuff.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I'll look, a dollar a holler, man. No, I'm kidding. Those commercials do work, though.
Absolutely. Because,
you know, the drug commercial, they're trying to get those taken off, you know, RFK Jr. and them.
Well,
because it does. It makes you want to go and tell your doctor, I want that. I want that.
Because they tell you, tell your doctor you're interested in this.
Uh-huh. But then I look at it like it says, some people lost up to 45 pounds. Others up to 48 pounds. And I'm like, I need to lose more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to lose like 148 pounds.
Yeah, right. What if I shoot it in my forehead? What are we looking at there? Yeah, but they even got like off-brand stuff. I mean, I think they're making it way more accessible and cheaper. That's going to be the goal, I guess.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's the same product, so I'm kind of iffy on it.
You're scared.
Not kind of. I am. If I weren't iffy on it, I'd already had it.
You'll take, as you always said, I'll take more risks with my body than a high school senior
or a freshman girl in college.
Why is this bugging you out so much? This seems like the perfect fit to experiment.
In your head? No, I'm saying when I said that, I mean cosmetic procedures and stuff like a hair transplant or a nose job or any of those other things that I need. This is different because it messes up your insides if it doesn't work right. Like, I don't want to end up, and I'm old, so I don't want to, at my age, end up with some kind of a stomach, you know, chronic stomach issue that has to be taken care of all the time. And, you know, I just, it's like you don't want to bring a chance onto yourself when you already know that you got issues, you know, where you're not the healthiest in the world anyway.
Okay.
But there may come a time when I'm like, I don't care. Put it on my cereal.
Lay it on
put
me,
it in
baby.
My coffee every morning. Whatever. It's just it hasn't been on the market long enough for me to trust it yet.
Okay.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive.
It is
expensive. It's really expensive.
Yeah. And you got to keep it in the refrigerator. And the way Jody cleans out your refrigerator, she might throw it away. And like
every Sunday, boom, it'd be gone.
Are we still using this? Yeah.
I know this is expired. And then she'll look on it and go, huh? I said, there's no way that's expired. I know it is. It's been in here forever. And I look at it and it expires like, you know, September of 2025.
Bad news, I threw away your Ozempic.
Yeah. get some more. Do some commercials.
More extra funny next.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
This is crazy. A woman in Michigan just died of rabies.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. But here's how she got it. She was getting an organ transplant. And the story didn't say what organ. But the person that they harvested the organ from had rabies. Now, how do you not test stuff?
How does that happen?
Because it was, you know, the person died and was an organ donor, and they just snatched it out of there. And let's just say it's a liver for the sake of discussion. He said, hey, we got somebody waiting on that liver. Jerk it out of that woman, get it to this other lady in Michigan.
Did that person die of rabies?
No. But had been fighting rabies, is what they said. And how in the hell you gonna not know that you don't, they said that it's so rare for rabies to be transferred from person to person.
Yeah.
So they're saying it, like, I don't know whether they're trying to say we knew she had rabies, but we just never thought that the chances were high enough that the recipient would contract it. Or they're saying, you know, it was understandable how we could not have caught this because, you know, the odds are so slim and whatnot.
Yeah. You've got people smart enough to transfer an organ from a dead person to a live person, but not smart enough to figure out how the hell to keep rabies out of the equation.
You think it was just an administration error? Where, like, the doctors aren't the ones that determined whether the organ was good or not. It was some, you know, office people.
Yeah, maybe that tragic. Oh, that is awful. What are the, is the family got a huge lawsuit they're filing? I would imagine.
I don't know. But I mean, if I'm the medical company, I would say, well, you know, she knew the risks because she was, you know, going to die soon if we didn't get a liver in her. And she knew that the liver could have rabies in it. We warned her.
We told her.
The donor was foaming at the mouth.
Yeah.
Acting crazy.
Yikes. That is nuts.
No, it sucks. Do you still have to get, if it used to be a thing, you know, when I was a kid, they would say, oh, you stay away from any wild animals that might bite you that have rabies. And the thing that they would use to scare the children out of messing with wild animals was, if you get rabies, you got to take a series of shots in your stomach.
Yeah.
And
that's enough, you know, to scare you straight.
So now you see people giving themselves shots in the stomach all the time with the little tiny needles. So I don't know how rabies shots work once you got it. They acted like they were giant needles, just like your whole stomach's just going to be a pin cushion with these giant 10 penny nails.
I bet it worked. That would work on me. That's crazy, man.
And my grandmother used to always talk about lockjaw.
Lockjaw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we got to get some peroxide on that. You don't want it lockjaw to set up.
Yeah. What is that from? That's from tetanus or something?
Or, you know, some kind of infection. Again.
Some kind of, yeah.
But when's the last time somebody had lockjaw?
Well, right. But the polio coming back, smallpox or whatever, measles.
Measles.
You know, all these things are coming back. It's scary.
I wonder if that has anything to do with people from third worlds just flooding into the country.
I don't know.
I said, like, there's more than one third world. It's like when broadcasters say, highs today around 50. Well, there's one high.
Yeah.
Lows in the mid-30s. No, there's one low.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the low.
Yeah. Pick it.
Yeah. Man. Hey, when was the last time you got a tetanus shot?
Oh, I don't know.
Years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not out, you know, walking around where there'd be rusty nails protruding from things very often. That used to be the only way.
Yeah.
And the only way you would get it as a kid, he'd been scratched himself on a rusty nail.
That's it. The rusty nails.
Yeah.
Ultimate.
What happened to you, Rob? You had to get a tetanus?
Remember, I fell through my cousin's stairs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I was like, I don't know if there were I got scratches. I don't know if they were rusty or not. Might as well just make sure.
I forgot that. You fell through the stairs. That's amazing.
Yeah, they were the deck stairs, like leading up onto the porch.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice welcome for you. And, hey, I'm going to visit my cousin. Oh, my God. I haven't seen her in a while.
And you know, like a week or so ago, he sent me a text and said, oh, I just did something you're going to love when you come over next time. And I went over and I was like, what is it? He goes, I changed all the porch steps so you don't fall through again. I was like, oh, thank you.
He just did it?
Well, he fixed the one before, but he redid all of them now.
So you actually fell through the stair, not the landing at the top of the stairs.
No, it was like two steps from the top. I just stepped right through it.
Yeah. And went all the way down to like your hip, like in the hole.
Yeah, I went as far as my, I was wearing jeans, I think. Or no, I was wearing shorts. Obviously, that's what I'm wearing. I went as far as like the crotch area down because that was what caught me.
Just one leg. Oh, where'd the other leg go?
Yeah.
I mean, it just kind of folded up on the top of the steps. I wish there was a camera recording it, because I know it would have been hilarious.
And you know, he was cussing, because when Rob gets mad, he's just like, son of a
I was cussing him as soon as I walked in his house.
Oh, you got out of there on your own?
Yeah, because he's too slow to come out and help me.
So. That would have probably been kind of difficult when you're all the way up to like your hip in a hole with one leg.
Yeah. But what it's like when a mama lifts a car off of a baby.
That's some pure survival strength right there.
It was. Oh, my gosh.
Well, what if he would have fallen through with both feet and then just ended up under the house? You know, he's just like on his face down under the deck.
Oh, my gosh. Rob's under the stairs. He's under the porch.
But you know, your cousin's in there with headphones on playing video games. He'd have never heard you yelling for help.
Oh, my
God. Nope, he would not have. 100%.
Yeah, you're really lucky.
Oh, God.
Could have gone all the way through. His face has got all dirt on it from the... Oh, my goodness.
I fell down here. Now I don't have enough room to move.
Holy. The Walmart pharmacy looked at me real funny when I told them why I needed this shot too.
Yeah.
Though they gave you went to Walmart.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I fell through my cousin's porch and then went and got me a shot down at Walmart.
That's a redneck afternoon. None fell through the porch.
Oh God.
I didn't know they gave tetanus shots at Walmart.
Yeah, and every time I go to pick up my prescriptions, they're always like, you want the flu shot? I was like, not today, thank you. Yeah,
where do they do it?
One of the people that's the pharmacist will come out and just take you to a little tiny room off to the side, and they'll do that. And I think they do like a minute clinic type situation, like CVS does as well for some things.
Yeah, I got a tetanus shot in Publix over here. Yeah.
Well, I remember, what were they doing? It was something about COVID. They were doing it at Publix.
Yeah, they did the COVID shots.
But I didn't get those. But this was something that we did. What was that deal where they would check your blood? Oh, antibodies. I think we got an antibodies test.
Yeah.
At Publix. Mm-hmm. You know, because we both had COVID, and I mean, I kicked its ass several times.
Yeah.
And my antibodies, I said, these are the best antibodies we've ever seen in a person.
These are award-winning antibodies.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
You were just oozing antibodies. I had
millions of beautiful antibodies. It's perfect.
Great. The crazy thing about getting the shots there at Publix, though, is that they don't even have a room. It's just like a little curtain. Yeah. And you're right next to, you're in the dairy section. So, like, you got sour cream and cheese, like, right behind you. It's a little unsettling.
Yeah, I got me some tennis shoes and a COVID shot at Publix.
That's right.
You remember when they sold tennis shoes at the grocery store, sneakers, and they had them together?
Yeah, on that
little wire plastic thing,
little stick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I wonder how comfortable those were when people would buy them. You know, out of that giant basket.
It's like, who was buying them? But I guess somebody was. They had them. Everybody had those in the old school grocery stores.
And I always wondered, was that like a, you know what? I do need some new shoes while I'm in here. Or was it I forgot my shoes. So I got to buy the shoes.
Could be that.
Oh, I left the house this morning, had to turn around and go back because I had accidentally slipped on my Crocs. You know, that's what I wear as slippers.
Yeah.
You know, in the winter. And I left the house in Crocs. So I had to turn around and go back and get my regular shoes because I got errands to run and stuff that to show.
Yeah.
I can't be out in public.
Yeah. If you were just coming in here, I'd say, who cares? But if you got to go out, no offense, Rob.
I haven't worn my Crocs in a long time.
Oh, no?
I can't wear them no more.
Why?
I got that other job I've been doing. Dress up.
Okay.
Dress up.
Yeah, I'm wearing polos, guys. It's rough.
No way. Wow. Well, I told you when that guy it called me for a reference on you, and he goes, "What's something negative about Rob that you'd like to see him improve on, or whatever?" Which I think the guy interviewed me more longer than he did you about you.
I think so.
And I said, well, and it was one of those Southern things. I would say this to his face if he was sitting here.
I believe that.
He knows.
I believe it.
I said, I wish he dressed a little bit more appropriately, you know, instead of cartoon t-shirts and whatever.
Did you really?
It's a joke. It's like, so this we talk about on the air all the time. Like, oh. We pick on him about wearing like superhero shirts. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Did he laugh?
Yeah.
He did. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But evidently he took it to heart. He's got, hey, you gonna wear a polo well, every day
and clean it up, boy.
He didn't say it to me, but I got the vibe from everybody else in the office that I needed to.
And you never got the vibe from us?
Nah, man. I was in another room this time.
He's like, no, I never heard any of that.
He's like, look at some of the stuff Ace is wearing.
Yeah,
he's like, are you gonna talk to me, not Ace? I don't think so.
Have you seen those yellow and black Vans Ace is wearing?
Are you gonna talk to me? I don't think so. Talk to yourself. Tell it to a mirror, boy.
He did have a pair of bumblebee looking sneakers, didn't he?
He had some funky sneakers.
Yeah.
He did. Buzz.
Okay, so my shirt has a Power Ranger on it. Ace is wearing a shirt from an 80s band called Faster Pussycat. So I think we're in this in the same room.
You gonna talk to me?
Nah. Hey, I got news for you. You really ain't no Hollywood vampire.
Yeah, you better tell Alice Cooper in there. Chill out.
Chill out, man. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What do you say? Shit, Ace is
wearing. Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.